GivingUSA has been crunching charitable numbers for 60 years, and 2014's total of just over $358 billion was an all-time high. 4 out of every 5 of those dollars came from individuals, Rick Dunham says, individuals who aren't necessarily billionaires.
They're the ones that are giving $100 or $50 or $500 a year.
Dunham is secretary treasurer of the GivingUSA Foundation, which does the study every year. Major donors do help the grand total along. For example, last year, Warren Buffett gave the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation a gift of $2.1 billion. Younger tech entrepreneurs are getting into the giving game, too. Take the co-founders of GoPro, who gave $500 million to the Silicon Valley Community Foundation last year. Still, Dunham says, the classic charitable giver looks a little different.
At the end of the day, the core donor is still the person who's 50, 55 years old, who's at a high, their highest earning years, their costs have gone down, they have more discretionary income.
The picture of where donated dollars are going is an interesting one. Giving to health, education, and human services is up. In fact, every sector saw an increase except international giving.
International tends to be quite volatile depending on if there's any major international catastrophe. So like the tsunami, that garnered a lot of support that year. So you see a huge spike in international giving.
The biggest piece of the giving pie goes to religion, about a third overall. That's an increase over last year. However, the percentage going to religion has been on the decline for the last 30 years. That might be because fewer people are showing up for services.
There is a lower attendance, and there's a direct correlation between giving and attendance at religious services.
The easiest way to track philanthropy is to watch the stock market. When it soars, people give. When it tanks, people tighten up.
1 in 10 jobs in America is in the nonprofit sector. I mean, it's that large. It represents over 2% of GDP. It's bigger than the airline industry, for comparison.
And thanks to the 7% bump in charitable giving last year, it's only getting bigger. Courtney Collins, KERA News.